This out together. Let's start from the very top. Okay, today's Dav Ayin Aleph. I paste it together 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 pages on 1 page. I'm an environmentalist trying to save some paper. What?
Short
shilas. A lot of alumnus need shila. Why?
He said it's a get push.
It's a forced get?
Yeah, that's what he said.
All right, I don't know. Okay, let's start from the very, very top. And there are 4 different. I just want to warn you. There are four different sections. The very top 1, 2, 3, 4. So when we go from column to column, you have to keep in mind to go to the right side. Okay, the very top will start today is Daf Ayin Aleph. But we'll start. They don't have anything on Ayin Aleph. I'm an Aleph, so we'll go where we left off. Okay, we left off with Samaches Amid Aleph Chatzi Shir BeIsser HaTolei BeZman. A lot of lumdus in this question. Here's the shaila: B'shut Noida BeYehuda Kosav She BeIsser HaTolei BeZman K'may Chometz Pesach Im Ochal Chatzi Shir BeSoif Yom Shvi Shal Pesach Sheshuv Ein Penai Lechol Yoiser LeChozel LeTzarufei V'Chein Kosav HaChasam Soifer. So the question of you is as follows. The issue is as follows. It's the end of Pesach. It's the very, very last minute of Pesach. And you want to eat chametz. So is there any prohibition of eating a chatzi shir of chametz? Because it's impossible for you to eat a full shir. The amount of time it will take until you eat the full shir, you'll already be after Pesach is over. Let's say there's only 30 seconds left to Pesach. And the only thing you can eat in 30 seconds is... The only thing you can eat in 30 seconds is a chatzi shir. So, and the only, normally when you eat a chatzi shir, if you eat within a short period of time another chatzi shir, it's l'chose le'itztarufe, the two chatzi shirim combined together into one shir, and you're chayif. But in this instance, it's impossible for you to combine the chatzi shir with another chatzi shir, because the other chatzi shir will be eaten after Pesach is over.
Why isn't this a straightforward shalat, eat a chatzi shir on Pesach?
So the reason why you're not allowed to eat a chatzi shir on Pesach is because you may potentially eat another chatzi shir within 9 minutes. Someone gives you a half an olive of chametz. Here, eat it. Why can't I eat it? Oh, you say I'm religious. Chatzi shir asam in Torah. There's a more fundamental reason why you can't eat it, because you'll eat this chatzi shir. Maybe 5 minutes later, you'll decide to eat another chatzi shir. So those two half shir will combine together. But in this instance, that will never happen, because there's just not enough time for me to eat it to another chatzi shir. I only have 30 seconds left until Pesach is over. I have in front of me a chatzi shir. This chatzi shir is not chose le'itztarufe with another chatzi. Now, how does this question relevant to the daf? So, this is a very big sugya in the Masechta, the major sugya in Masechta in the Nedarim, of when we have a halacha with a father, a girl who's a naira, when she is between 12 and 6 months, and she makes a neder, and she's married, she happens to be married. Father married her off. The halacha is she's an arusa, not an asua. So the halacha is in this unique situation, the one that's mat neder is both the father and the husband together. The avu ba'ala mat the neder. The Gemara has a question. Let's say only one of the two is mat the neder. How do we view that each one took off half of the avera? Or do we say that, like it's called megas gaius, half of the avera has been cut off, or do we say the entire thing has been weakened? And the Gemara gives a nafkamina. If a woman makes a woman who's in this situation, she's between 12 and 6 months, she's married to Erison to her husband, and she has a father, she makes a neder, and neder is, I'm not going to eat 2 olives. That's my neder. I make a neder, I will not eat 2 olives. And then the father is matir his half of the neder. So now the question is, what's the status of the other aleph? Is she allowed to eat the other aleph? If she, let's say she does eat the other aleph, so do we say, well, the husband, so the father was matir one aleph,
right,
and now when she eats the other aleph,
what she ate was the other aleph.
Was the other aleph, which is not chayiv malchus. What she ate now, there was that since it was, oh, there are two aleves, and the father was matter his half. So we viewed in halacha that one aleph is mutter and the olive aleph is aser. So if she goes and she eats the other aleph, we can say that the aleph that she is eating is the mutter aleph. The aleph that was that the other aleph that's
the first aleph that she.
The first aleph,
she's definitely
high. Right, but let's say she only one aleph. She eats only one aleph. So we can say the one aleph that she ate is the one that her father was matir, and the only thing that she cannot do is eat the second aleph. Or do we say that when the father, when one of the two partners is matir the neder, it basically weakens the prohibition on both olives, but there still remains a residual iser neder on each one of the olives. That's called weakening. Do we say it's megas gaius, it's cut? There are two olives. The father is matir one, the husband is matir the other. And now one olive is mut, one olive is aser. Or do we say the father takes away the prohibition of 50% and the husband takes away the prohibition from the other 50%? But 50% of the prohibition remains on each one of the olives. And that will mean that you're not allowed to eat, that she is not allowed to eat the olives no matter what. This is the Gemara's chakir. So again, we have again a question where a father and a woman makes a neder. The woman is in a unique situation where she needs two people to be bata her neder. One of these two people is matter the neder. The Gemara has a dilemma. When you have this situation, one of the two partners is matter, do we say the one that's matter cuts the neder down the middle, 50-50? 50% of the item is mut, the 50 is aser. There will be two olives, one will be mut, one will be aser. Or do we say that there, everyone's neder is affects the entire object, and therefore each olive still has a 50% prohibition? So the Gemara doesn't have an answer. Iboy deloy.
Machloek
b'sham.
Machloek
b'sham esel. Okay, I know the Gemara well. Okay, so let's see. So this is the discussion. So here he starts. Let's go back. Let's go now to the second part of the page. Ah, b'shach b'shut bris Yaakov. Docha divrei haned b'gris. The Noda B'Yehuda says that. Because it means there's only Eretz Yisrael. Let's assume that it's an Eretz Yisrael. There's only, you're talking about Midaraisa. It's not practical because there's always Beit HaShemashos. We don't know exactly when it's going to be. So it means the very, very end day. So he goes on to say that there's no prohibition. It's mutter. Not that it's mutter. There's no prohibition. That's what the Noda B'Yehuda says. Go back to the very top one more time. Kei kosher b'Yisrael hatoli b'zman v'chomeitz b'Pesach im ochal chatzi shir b'sof yom ha'shvi'i shel Pesach sheshuvein penai l'echol yoser lo chozer l'tzerufei. So basically, there's no technical, it's not obviously not a good thing to do, but there's no violation of any halacha when a person needs a chatzi shir at the end of the day. Now here's the problem. Ach b'shut bris Yaakov docha divrei hanoda b'Yehuda. He pushes this away. V'yachiyach mimah she'amru she'amru b'sugin k'goyin d'nodra mitrei zeis. In our case, v'yamai lo yamrina nafkamina b'kazai se'achot shim amrina megaz gayis imkein chatzi zayis shenishar me'isr neder oy shavua muteres lechol doi choze chai chatzi shir li'tzrufi l'neder acher. And so in the words, v'yamrina miklash kolish also lechol afin l'kol. So here is the question. The question is, why in the Gemara, when the Gemara presented this Shiloh, do we say that when the husband and the father, each one is matter their half, is it 50-50? Is it split down the middle? Or is it weakened? Why does the Gemara illustrate the nafkamina with two olives? Why couldn't the Gemara illustrate this example with a single olive? One olive. So the fact that the Gemara did not illustrate, must be that when there's one olive, everyone agrees it's going to be aser. That the only time you can break down, you can say megas gaius, you can split, is when you have two complete shiurim. But when you have one shiur, one aleph, everyone will agree that if you're mater, you're neder, you only take away, you weaken, the iser still remains. It's not that we take one olive and we cut it into two parts, and 50% of the olive is mutter, and the other 50% of the olive is aser. Impossible. When you're dealing with the smallest shiur possible, everyone agrees that we just weaken, everyone who's mater weakens their hold in that object 50%. But there is still going to be a residual iser that remains in that object. Now, when you translate that into the question at hand, when it's the end of the day, it's the end of Pesach, and you have in front of you a chatzi shir, 50% chatzi shir, and you want to eat it, everyone's going to agree that it's aser. Because basically, the amount of time between the end of the day and the beginning of the next day is equivalent to megas gaius. That's equivalent to cutting it down the middle. Everyone agrees you cannot cut down something in the middle that part should be mutter and part should be aser when you're dealing with the smallest shear
so
possible.
Takes a bite of his eyes, and then his mater neder, could he eat the rest of his eyes?
Well, if you mater neder, yes.
What?
If you mater neder. No, but once, no.
Just then, like,
once your mater neder, once your mater neder is complete. Once your mater neder, it's completely mutter. It's completely mutter. We're dealing with. Well, let's not go to that case. It's too confusing that case.
Okay, let's take another case. Someone eats a piece of chatzishir of chazer, and then suddenly he becomes sick, and the doctor says he eats the chazer.
No, so it's a new point in time. You're in a new frame of mind at that moment in time. If now a person is sick, he's allowed to eat it. Okay, let's just work with what we have. We have here zman, time, the end of the day and the beginning of the day. As far as we want to suggest is, the break in time is equivalent to cutting it down the middle. Megas gaius. The Noda Behuda says it's mutter. It's mutter. The Noda Behuda says that basically, you're allowed to eat a chatzi shir at the end of the day. Because there's no way in the world by eating this chatzi shir you can come li de'avera. Since you only have 30 seconds left to the day, and in 30 seconds you only can eat a half of an olive, it's mutter to eat, you only can eat a half an olive worth of chametz, you can eat it, because there's no way in the world that this chatzi shir can combine with the other chatzi shir. Along comes the Shut Birs Yaakov, he says, look at today's daf. In today's daf, we have a sugi called Megas Gaius, where you have an Isser, and we want to take the Isser, we want to cut into two parts. The only situation in Chazal where you can take an Aver and cut into two parts is the case of father and a husband. Father and the husband are equal partners in the Mater and Aver, Mater and Neder. And here we have a situation where only one partner is going to be Mater, his 50%. So 50% of the Isser is going to be removed. And we have a dilemma, if that's going to be Mater, 50% of the prohibition, only we. Here's our dilemma. When you're dealing with two olives, each one is choshev in its own right, now there is a theoretical possibility that when one partner is mater, it's mater one olive, and the other olive is also one olive is mutter. But the fact that the Gemara did not present this exact same situation where you have one olive, and the father is mater his half, and the husband's half still remains, and we're going to, obviously the Gemara didn't want to give an answer, it must be because that when you're dealing with the smallest component, the smallest element of this, it's not possible to break it down into two parts. Even though one of the partners will be mater, that just weakens, but it does not completely remove the prohibition from the object. And therefore, if we want to take that and adapt it to our case at hand of the end of Pesach, and we have the smallest share possible, and we want to break this amount of food over the end of Pesach and the beginning of the next day, which is not Pesach, so it's equivalent to the attempt to be Megas Gaius. We've just concluded that in the smallest amount possible, Megas Gaius does not work. You can remove a full Isser, but you can't remove it entirely. There's a residual Isser that remains in the first half of the Aleph, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. Not like the Noda Behuda.
There's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
Because there is still a concept of Isser by the Neder. Once Pesach is over,
yeah,
there is no Isser anymore at all on anything that's left.
Okay, but it's still, in theory, we want to suggest that it's still one. It's the smallest unit. The fact that when Pesach is over, that weakens. There's no Isser on the nether either. The father was matter his half of the nether.
But there was still a concept of Isser from the husband who didn't matter the nether.
Well,
if there was one left, let's say there's one olive, so there's still a
he's saying that exactly what you're saying. He's saying is that since when Pesach is over, it's mutter. That's the half. That's one half, and the half you're eating now is a half of violation. You don't have a shear.
Why? It's chametz of a Pesach.
No.
He ate it. The half that he ate was chametz of Pesach, right?
No, let's not. You're adding. You're saying a lot of chidushim. But let's look at it in the very basic. I hear what you say. Let's see what he says. Let's see the falbo. Okay, but let's look at the basic. There's a lot of lumness. Let's just look at the basic lumness. You have here a chatzi shear. The chatzi shear is also because it's chozei li'itz tarufa, it can be combined to a full shear. You don't have that situation now over here. And the Nevi Yehuda says, therefore it's mutter. Our problem is, we have a precedent in our Gemara that even when you don't have chozei li'itz tarufa, it is still osser. You have one complete aleph. There are two reasons why it's osser. Half of those reasons have been removed. The other half remains. And we don't cut it down the middle. We don't. We say that each one's hold of Isra upon it permeates it entirely. It's just weak. It's weak. It's not full. If that is true in our Gemara, it should be true when you're dealing with the end of Pesach. There's no way we can have it extend to after Pesach, but at least the prohibition of Pesach should be chal on the first half, and that should prevent you with a full-fledged prohibition of eating that chatzi zayis before the very last 30 seconds of Pesach. That is the question of the Sefer Baris Yaakov on the Noda Huda based upon the sugya of this staff. Let's see what he says. So he goes on to say Ulam. Let's second paragraph. The Sefer Matas Yado Tom Al Baris Yaakov. He disagrees. Shari Gemara Ratzalim and Nafkin Milinin Malchus. How can you compare the case of the Gemara to the case of the Noda Yehuda? The Gemara is talking about Malchus. The Gemara admit Malchus she'im Megas Gaius Loike. The reason why, the truth is that no, we're saying it's exactly the same. The Gemara could have given the exact same situation if it was one Zayas. What was your whole point? Your whole raya was, why did the Gemara illustrate this lumdish famous shayla in the Sechta Nedarim Megas Gaius Kalusha
Miklash
Kosh. So all you got to do today is you got to go tell someone, yeah, we learned Dafyomi, we learned the sugi of Megas Gaius Kalusha Miklash. Oh, wow, he knows Dafyomi inside out. Right? Even though it goes on for a page and a half also, whatever goes on for the sugi. But the point is, this sugi, why did the Gemara illustrate it with two aleves? That was the Gemara could have illustrated with one aleve. So we started building a whole lundis. Oh, one aleve is different. Nothing doing. The same shaila you have with two olives, you have with one aleph. If you have one aleph and you hold Megas Gaius, you can take the one aleph, half the aleph is mutter, half the aleph is osser. The only reason why the Gemara chose two aleves is because we want to illustrate a case where there's a potential for malchus. And in order to get malchus, you need a full shear of one aleph. But the truth is, the illustration of osser mutter would be exactly the same of one aleph. And therefore, the Noda Yehuda is right. If you hold Megas Gaius, so now the half, the last 30 seconds of Pesach cannot be combined with the end of Pesach. So therefore, it's mutter. It's not chazel. It's terufe. There's no. It's not weakened. What cut? Megas Gaius needs to cut. Megas Gaius needs to cut. Miklash Kolosh is weakened. Miklash Kolosh is to weaken. Megas Gaius needs to cut. So he says it's not a kasha. The only reason why the Gemara was because we wanted to discuss some case of Malchus. Kevin Shebezeh Ein Mokoyach Loike V'Afin Miklash Kolosh Ein Eli Subi. Okay. With the Sefer Binyan Shlomo, next paragraph, Tom Al Diver Hanadab Yehuda, but he goes back. He doesn't say it's problematic. Why? In Ken Adam Shuba Midbar. Let's say you're in a desert. and you have in front of you tarfos, and you know there's no way you're going to be able to find the full shir. Okay, so just a general question. He just says that he just shocked. It's not totally to the daf yomi. He just saying that he doesn't understand. Just because it's not chazer leitzterufe, chatzay shir is aser. How can the Nodavu that said the last 30 seconds of Pesach you're allowed to eat chametz? So what? If this is the last piece of tarfus in the world, right? We're on a crusade to wipe out the pig from the world, and this is the last pig. This is the last living pig. And we have a chatzay shir. You're allowed to eat it? Of course you're not allowed to eat it. So he doesn't understand why in time, when it comes to chametz should be different than eating non-kosher. Okay. Megas guys, Muteris K. Kavan Shuchatzi Shir Bitarubis, the Miklash Kolish Asura, because of Shemikan Mukhashatzi Shir also Gamayde Tarubis. The fact the Gemara, to point to the same question, why did the Gemara speak about a case of two olives? Why did the Gemara give the case of one olive? Then it must be have an implication that one olive is going to be used no matter what. Ulachain Gan, Megas guys Asura, Ulam Kosav Shain Zeraya, Mukhachas, Kavan Shaytochin Shachatzi Shir Aide Tarubis, Eno Israel de Rabbanon. Kedus says, okay, this talks that it's not a racket. Okay, so that's... Malachis
is something that is Yisraelon.
Yeah.
Something is that Chazah, it's always going to be Yisraelon.
Oh, not like Chometz Pesach, which is only time limited. Time, that's what you want to answer. You want to answer the Noidibidu. Okay, so it's all you want to point out.
Yavin Kedushin.
Okay, this is our goal. We also want to point out this Lamdash Shiloh, where you have a Chatzay Shir, and the Chatzay Shir, the Chatzay Shir is not Chosei Leitzterufei because of a time limit. So we want to suggest that this is equivalent to the case of the Gemara, of where you have a piece of food, that there are two reasons why you can't eat this piece of food. There are two things holding you back, the father and the husband. And one of the two parties is Mater the Neder. So the question of the Gemara is it, we say that when one of the two partners, we cut it into two pieces, half is mutter, half is aser, or do we say we slice it down the middle, which just means each one weak, each one's prohibition has been removed and it's still weakened. If we're going, now the Gemara illustrated, again, the Gemara illustrated the Shiloh by two olives. Why didn't the Gemara illustrate this same question with regard to one olive? So the Gemara, we want to suggest that's because if it's one olive, everyone will agree that the Isser remains. It's not cut in, you can't cut one olive into two parts. Impossible. Something that's very, you can't split the atom. You can't split the atom. You'll destroy the world if you split the atom. The atom, the smallest thing, has to remain one piece. And if you try to take away, you'll just weaken it, but you're not going to be able to split it. If that lumbus is correct, then the no debi Yehuda is in trouble. Because the no debi Yehuda is splitting the smallest shear. And the answers are, it's not raya. The reason why the Gemara discussed the case of two, and now one, is because the Gemara wanted to find the hechatim, so you'll be chayiv malchus.
Even if you say it's a Yisagabra, if it's a Yisagabra, then it would never...
He says both. He says that it wouldn't be an alchemy in the cigar, it's a chef, it's a shoe, and nether. Okay, that's a separate.
One olive, the olive doesn't, well, you can't split the olive, but the person still has.
See, it's a lot more. Okay, Enochnan, you're saying Lamish Lachikikikus. You give me a foul poem, that's very, very much. Enochnan. Okay, we're just opening up Pesach. Give a whole Rosh Shiva share there on this. Gavra and Chetza. It's a Oilam. It's a Oilam where you can say it's a.
There's a lot of factors.
A lot of factors involved.
Kind of Shanisha for one proof or half a proof.
Oh.
Today I'll give you half now and I'm going to give you half later. And then the next day she's. Gets engaged to somebody else, was the first one chal when he gave
at least partially, one. Okay?
Or the question is, if he engages, says, I'm going to be Mekadosh you with two prutas,
oh.
I'll give you one,
one pruta.
Since
each one has a full share, okay?
So, what was her state of mind? Yeah.
Okay, let's do another one. Let's do another short shtickle. I don't know how much we'll do. How many? Let's do one more. At least we'll try one more few more minutes. Let's sheila al chumas amayshus shefrisho yisha. Okay, interesting shaila. Very interesting shaila. The shut. I'm sure your wife must have done this to you at least once. What did I say now? No, I'm just joking. The shut mshana halachas nishal b'davar isha shefrisho chumas amayshus. A woman, she was on the phone. You know, women can multitask. You ever notice that men cannot multitask? A man cannot do his laundry and talk on the phone at the same time. Women can take care of the children, can talk on the phone, can be doing the laundry, be making supper, and be managing a multi-million-dollar project.
Multitasking, doing everything badly.
Okay, women have, so this is a fact, women have a tendency, have a koyach to multitask. Men cannot multitask. They only can do one thing at a time. Cannot talk and chew gum at the same time. Walk and chew gum at the same time. You have to concentrate.
People text and drive.
Gotta concentrate. So here's a shaila. A woman was also flagging. She was doing too many things at one time. She was preparing lunch. And Meret Yisrael, Yafti, Mafis, Truma, Samaisris. So the Truma is burnt in the oven. Right? You take the Truma, you Mafis Truma, which is basically challah is chuma, and you put it in some aluminum foil, and you put it in the oven, and you let it burn. That's what they do, and then you throw it in the garbage, or they do whatever, different techniques of how to dispose of chuma, and then you're left over with all the good stuff, with all that. So this woman, instead of disposing of the chuma, she was a little tzaflagin. She took the chuma, and she made the chuma into a bulka, into a challah. And then she gave it to her husband for lunch. So she fed her husband forbidden food. The good stuff she disposed of in the oven, and the one where she was mafresh as truma, she gave as lunch to her husband, who is not a kohen. Even if he was a kohen, she would not be allowed to give it to him. So here's a shaila. So the husband, she says to her husband, you have to confess. Husband, you have sinned. You have eaten inadvertently truma. The husband, what do you mean? Well, by mistake, I was talking on the phone. I was a little bit scatterbrained, and I gave you the truma instead of giving you the chulin. So the husband's very disturbed. He just ate truma. So the husband says, I have a solution. I'll go to the chacham, and we'll be shoyel on truma. You go to the chacham and say, had I known that this was truma, I never would have. I wanted the oiker lema freya retroactively remove the fact that this dough has the kedusha of truma. Okay, so it says over here as follows: the Mishnah, Bishut Mishnah Lochlas Nishal B'davar B'davar. Isha Shefrisha Chumus Amaisras. The Alpi Tos, and she made a mistake. Nidna Hachelik Chuma Labalo L'Taim. She gave her husband the Chelik of Chuma to eat. Uliachas Shabal Ochal Nizkra. She remembered Shema Shenan and Shnasnehi Chelik Chuma. She realized that she gave her husband forbidden fruit. Im Yesh Eze Tikun Lotzi Habal Miyisur. If there's a solution, Al Yidei Ma Shekaimul An Nishol. Is there a solution she can be mater neder? She can go to a chacham, just like you can be mater neder, you can go to a chacham and you can say, I have chayrot and I made this into truma. That's halacha. The halacha is truma has the same status as a neder. When you sanctify an object as truma, it's like you're making a vow. And just like you can go to a chacham to be matir a neder, you can go to a chacham and say, had I known the circumstance, I never would have wanted to make this into truma. You can do that. What?
Actually the opposite.
What do you mean?
More like a carbon.
Like a carbon, okay. So you also can go to a chacham and say, had I known the circumstances, I never would have wanted to make this into a carbon. So the chacham would say, mutalach. Just like I can release you from a vow, I can release you from your mistaken consecration of sanctifying something. Oh, Nishal. What's the next shayla? Here's another shayla. Im Kevan Shaisha Hifrisha Havaleki Neder Shalah. Now here's a more lamish shayla. This is a very beautiful shayla. Why does she need to go to the Chacham? Why can't her husband himself be matirit? Just like you have a halachon, if a wife makes a neder, a husband for the first 24 hours. What? What do you mean there's a glad with
davar? Because he didn't
want to
eat it.
And okay, in the chanami, so he should. So
he shouldn't be able to get involved in.
What? He's no gebedavar. He's no gebedavar.
Yeah.
There's every neder. That's why he's allowed to be matter. The reason why a husband is allowed to be
different. He didn't rebel for this.
So what? Adarav, so what? But the point is, a husband has a right to be matter and neder. He has a right to be matter and neder. So
one of those things don't apply. Like if she says she doesn't want to eat fleishiks anymore.
Yeah.
He said he doesn't get a neder for that. She can still make him whatever he wants.
So certainly.
He got a neder, so happy.
Is that a factor? I don't know if that's a factor. There's a difference, but I don't know if that makes a difference. Lahalacha, the husband has the right to be matter all the vows of his wife. So why not this? So the kevin sin sha'isha hifrisha havela kinedah shalav yachla ba'al hafer nidra v'loy tzach lishol. So therefore, that's the question. The question is, can she do it? Ve'heshev, so gives an answer. Shalufi ma'asha kamlum shabal megiz gayis v'chach moike nanedah me'karai. So the answer is, this is what the Mishnah Halacha answers. The Halacha Levi's, the Gemara, is this dilemma. Is it megiz gayis or is it miklash kolash? So we have, the answer to Halacha is that a husband, when he is not there, the husband is megas gayis, means here means mikanul haba, from now and forward. When a chacham is matar and neder, he annuls it. Lemafre never happened. That's a very big nafkamina when you matar now and forward. So the husband is not going to accomplish anything because the husband, it's already in his stomach. He already violated the prohibition. This is too late for the husband to a solution. But if you go to the chacham, it was never truma to begin with. So therefore, it's not a good idea for her to go to the husband. Heishav mashter mad madkei melon shabal megas gayis. The chacham oikar neder meikar meat im hafrisha shalah. He kei neder ve'abal yofel lo kevin the megas gayis harei. Let's go to the top of the page. Top of the top, not down to the top of this section. Lo akar etzim hafrasha. He's not oiked hafrasha. Elo shemikan l'habos aser hapri b'achila shaharei hafer hafrasha shua neder mikan l'haba. Avol mafrei lo yakar. V'adu abol hedya amru b'nazir sheim avra koydem loika al mafreya. It's too late to undo it. V'yimkein kvar ochal chuma u'miyat lehu isa shakol shachal kvar sharil ala avar ein lo koyach la'akav adarab im yava echad v'yifai v'yatfis b'chuma zu shefrisha havitofa. So we'll go and try to go and connect it wherever it is. Atfasa, it's going to work. Basically, the answer is that it's not going to work. That since the rule is that a husband can only be matir mikan ulehaba, not lemafreya, and the husband has already eaten the chuma, there's nothing the husband can do in order to take away the Avera. But the Chacham can still seemingly do it. Who's the designation of Chacham? So you need a Mumcha. And one Chacham needs to be an expert. He has to have training established to be a Talmud Chacham in these matters.
We don't
have as man as anyone that can be considered today in any matter of Halacha Chacham. So you just need three people. Even three Hediotos. Three simple people can be Matir. Can be matir and neder. So she has to go to three people and tell them, I have sinned. I gave my husband truma. I want you three people together to be matir. That way, retroactively, my husband did not eat truma. Yes, sir, mizukos. If he mashiv siku besugin the baal. Now he gives an example. The baal shehekin es neder ishto.
What ends up being the truma for that meal? Nothing.
Oh, so you're right. So it was tevel. So that turns out that from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. It's,
no. Oh, you take something else.
Something. Yeah, let's assume there's something else left over. Let's assume there's something else left over. So then you have so there's nothing else left over. You got a problem. You're right. But there's something else left over. So we can say whatever that will be the truma. Yisem zukos lefimashiv shehistapku besugin buchbal shehikim es anedesh yishtei mahu sheyishal al hakamoso the yofer law
the yofer
yesh sheila behekim oy ein sheila behekim the gemara poshulam of yochanan shamash neshalom al hakim ve ein shalom al hofer. So this is the gemara. The gemara here asks, a husband wife makes a neder. And she tells her husband, guess what I made? I did. I made a neder that I'm never going to go to Macy's again. I'm never going to step into Bergdorf Goodman ever again, the rest of my life. And the husband says, excellent. Excellent, it is hereby established. The nether is established. So now she wants to go to a, she realizes, I can't live without Bergdorf. I mean, this is my life. What am I going to do? So she says, what?
Online.
No, that was part of the nether. Part of the nether. So she wants to, now the husband already wounded for her, because the husband was making the nether. So now she says, you know what, let me go to the Chacham. And the Chacham will be nefer the nether that my husband was making. So the Gemara's a Shaila, doesn't work. This that we are familiar with in Halacha, that you go to a Chacham to be matter nether. What?
She goes?
Or yeah, she goes. So yeah, she goes.
He goes?
He's the one that was making. Okay, so he goes. So this, we have this concept in Halacha, that a Chacham can be matter nether. This is a matter nether, that's only in the situation where the Chacham, where there was no interference.
Right.
But in this situation where there's interference, because he already was making the net, maybe it's too late for the Chacham to be matan. This is the Gemara's dilemma. It's too late. So the Gemara concludes, the Gemara has this dilemma, the Gemara concludes, you can do it. Okay, you can do it. That if the husband says, yes, I want it to be, the husband can still go to the Chacham and can have it undone. However, let's say the other way around. The other way around is, let's say the wife says to the husband, I'm making a neder, no more Bergdorf. It's off. And the husband says, no, you go. You go. I want the nether, I want to be matter to the nether. You go right away, he's mefer. And then he gets the credit card bill. He gets the bill and he sees, you know what? She was right.
It's all the same there.
It's all the same there. So he says, let me run to the Chacham. So he says to the wife, make the nether again. Make the nether again. So she says, no, I don't want to make the nether again. So he says, okay, I'm going to do you, I'm going to go to the Chacham, and the Chacham is going to undo my hafara. Doesn't work. Halach is, once the husband is mefer, he annuls it. You can't reactivate an annulment. That's the Gemara. Okay, but at least for our purpose, let's say our case is where the first case, the Gemara concludes, now here's the lamnis. Shakama bishtika uvalev haveyakama. If the husband is making the neder by being silent, havi hakama ve'ein merlo she'ela, but he makes an exception that there are different types of hakamas. There's a hakama where he says, I want it to be, and then there's a hakama where he silently just stalls the clock. He holds the clock. He waits until time runs out. If the husband, with the technique he has used to establish his wife's vow, is to silence, his wife makes a vow and he keeps quiet, and then the day ends and the vow has been fulfilled, that type of hakama cannot be undone by a chacham. Ulefi zeh benidon hanal shabal ochal mehamachol haray. So here, so that doesn't work. The lumnus, that's a separate issue. What the lumnus is, why that should be so. But basically, is if a wife makes a vow, and the husband hears of the vow, and he has until sunset to annul the vow, and he chooses to be silent, according to the Levush, that once sunset has come and the vow has been fulfilled, then it cannot be undone even through going to the Chacham. So now let's take that case and translate it into the sugya of Truma. The wife separates Truma. And instead of burning the Truma, she gives the Truma to her husband to eat. When the husband eats the bread, that's equivalent to shtika, to silence. The have kishochal,
when he...
Well, doesn't it's too late? Doesn't now the food is not around now? It's too late. See how he kishu ochal when he ate the food, kiyim beliboy hafra shasa. When he ate it, he accepted what she has done. The somachal lechol lechol, he relied upon her. The imkain in habal yovel lohafer. If the Baal is going to come now to have it undone by going to the Chacham and tell the Chacham that there was a mistake made, hari tzarch koydim lishol ala hekim. So now really it's a double problem, because since the wife made the vow, So first, and the husband ate it. So the husband basically acquiesced. He was masculine that it should be. And the Levush said that when the hakama of the husband was due silence, it's too late. There's nothing you can do to have it undone. We came in Shahakim Bishtika. Loi Mahane She'ela. She'ela is not going to work. The Kol Shekain to Lek Hafar, and Hafar is not going to work. Well,
he said before, it could be obviously.
Well, that's the... He never concluded. He just presented the question. He presented...
Well, didn't he say before,
that's the question. L'char, you can do it. So the question, that's only in the situation where the husband makes truma, where you make hegdish. He wants to say the incredible lumnus in this case is that when the Ava Odayin Bebebe Shadim, Beshevelev, he wants to say in very big lumnus based upon the Gemara. And let's say this, he started the Gemara. The Gemara is, he said this. If a wife makes a neder, the husband has, her cousin can be making the neder, can establish a neder, or can annul the neder. Then the Gemara has a Shiloh. Let's say the husband is one of the two and then changes his mind. And he wants to go to the Chacham, and the Chacham should undo what he did. So the Gemara's conclusion is, if the husband was making the neder, he can go to the Chacham to have it undone. But if the husband is mefer the neder, he cannot go to the Chacham to have him undo the Hafara to reactivate the neder. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Along comes the Levush. And the Levush says, wait a minute, this that the Gemara says that if a wife makes a neder and the husband is making the neder, the husband can later go to the Chacham and undo the Hakama. That's only when the husband was making the neder through his words. He said to his wife, you made this neder, I accept the neder and I want the neder to stand. So since it was done through words, your words can be annulled by the words of the Chacham. But if the husband did not establish neder through his words, the way the technique the husband used to establish the neder is through silence. He heard about the neder and he let time pass. The sun set, or let's say l'chumah, he waited 24 hours and now it's 24 hours later and the husband did not say one word. It's a gezeres hakasuf that the neder becomes active. Such a type of hakam, according to Levush, cannot be annulled even through a chacham. A chacham can annul your words, cannot annul your silence.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's the Levush.
But if it's after 24 hours, it doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter? It's a
the chacham is going to say, okay, I'm not did the hakama.
Yeah.
24 hours later, it's already hukam.
No, I think it still works. That's a part of the question. Now, the hafara of the chacham would work even past 24 hours.
But what does it accomplish? If the baal cannot be mefer after 24 hours,
yes.
So the nether is automatically in effect.
So you have to say that when the chacham is mimatir.
I think what he's talking about, though, is in this case, he wants to say shtika happens in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
because he ate it. So it's like
it's too late. It's too late to end. But you have to
agree to it, b'shtika.
But you have to
the 24-hour kind of shtika.
Does mean, but we have 20. You can still change more than 24 hours. I don't know. I don't know the details yet. There's something that has to be clarified. But let's just learn with the theoretical lumnus. The details have to be clarified. The theoretical lumnus of the Levush is that this of the Gemara says that the Chacham can undo your hakama is only when your hakama was done through words. Your words can be annulled by the words of the Chacham, but your silence cannot be annulled by the Chacham. That's a very severe limitation in the Gemara. Then take that Gemara with the Levush and translate that to our situation. A wife went and sanctified dough as truma. It's sacred. The husband eats it. So he wants to suggest that by eating it, it is a silent acceptance of her vow. That's a chiddush. You're right. Good question. You look good. You're saying very good. This you can pick and poke. You can pick and poke on all these things. You're right. In Echanan, but the husband's eating of this truma is his silent acceptance of her vow.
No, it's a silent acceptance that this is
truma. That this is
that she was mafresh truma.
That she was mafresh truma kehalacha. The kehalacha. Little does he realize.
The wife that gives the husband food. The husband's
relies upon her. That she separated truma.
That he's eating truma, he knows.
Not that he doesn't know he was eating truma. He knows that he admits that she was mafresh truma. He didn't know how she did it. Right? But he relies on her that she was mafresh the truma.
Right, so that he could.
Okay, so.
Then it gets screwed.
Okay, so we have here this hafrasha. So we have here, so what is the halacha? So now when this man eats the truma, he's accepting his wife's hafrasha. And now we have just concluded, according to the Levush, the Chacham cannot undo this. So there's no solution. He has violated, he has inadvertently eaten truma, and basically there's no solution for his avera. There's no way it can be done. That is what we want to suggest. Okay, we'll stop over here. Take a short break. Okay, take a very short break. It's late. My fault. Came late. And behold.
Why do we have to listen to the question of the day?